You're listening to Seattle Real Estate Podcast.
Goldman Sachs CEO slaps down aberration of remote work. Remote work, it's an aberration. We're going back to the office. Okay, we got that coming from Goldman Sachs. And then we've got REI doing something different. They just sold their brand new headquarters, massive complex here in Bellevue, just up the, literally right up the street on Bell Road Road from my offices where I'm recording here. They sold that, their complex, their newly built complex to Facebook. Now they're doing something different. They're basically saying, 5 days a week, you as employees of REI, you can work from home. So we've got these wildly different approaches to work from home. Why are we concerned about that here on the Seattle Real Estate Podcast? Because that has to do with where people choose to live and can live relative to their commute to their employment centers. So this stuff is changing rapidly. Let's get into it. Before we do, if you're new here, thanks so much. Love to have you subscribe. My name is Sean Reynolds. I own a real estate appraisal company and a real estate brokerage, sell real estate here in the greater Seattle area. But more importantly, I'm your host of the Seattle Real Estate Podcast, and I read the news that you want to hear. Okay. And it's reasonable news at that, because we're reasonable people. You're tuning in because you're reasonable. Let's get going. Goldman Sachs CEO slaps down. I love the slaps down. He just whoosh. Just takes a poke at it. Aberration of remote work. No, but the older you are, I think the less tolerant you are of change. And old dudes, they don't really want to work from home. Let's be honest. I've worked from home. It's kind of a drag. I don't really like it. If you have an option to do anything else, you'll probably take it. If you have been in an office environment, if you grew up in an office environment, where are you going? I'm going to the office. Okay. And that was just a given. Now it's like, where are you going? I'm going to Starbucks to quote unquote work. I mean, that's what a lot of us think about that, right? Are you really working? Are you getting anything done? Or are you packing your work day into the 4-hour work week? Is that what you're doing? I think a lot of you out there are. Right? Am I right? It's okay. It's okay to be honest. I can't tell a lie. I'm just not working that hard. So a lot of old school business guys, I think they're like, damn it, let's get back to the office. This whole working from home thing is absolute BS. We didn't need this whole shut down the economy thing anyway. Working from home, this is stupid. I need to be able to control people at the office. Let's go. Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon on Wednesday rejected the aberration of remote work, just rejected it, which has been a popular alternative to in-person offices during the coronavirus pandemic. This is not ideal for us, and it's not a new normal, Solomon 59 said during a Credit Suisse Group AG conference. Bloomberg reported, it's an aberration that we're going to correct as quickly as possible. So you got a massive financial company like Goldman Sachs saying, no, we're back to the office. And then you got REI. Well, back to the office means like maybe 2 days out of the week. Could you please come work at headquarters? Nah, REI just has a different approach to things. They are more employee-oriented, whatever you want to say. They love the outdoors. They hug trees, you know, all that good stuff. And so it's a different approach. Plus, it's different business models, REI versus Goldman Sachs. And we'll get into it a little bit here in this article. But Goldman Sachs, they've got a culture. And that culture, it doesn't train well through a Zoom conference call. That's bottom line. For a lot of industries, unless you're sitting there talking to people, and I spent a lot of my youth, you know, sitting close, you know, like I'm sitting in office right now, I would sit over in the corner and either listen to my dad or listen to my uncle or listen to one of their business partners do what they're doing. And that was my learning. It was sitting there listening to older guys who had their stuff together that were making moves. And that's how you learn. You don't learn on a Zoom conference call because you miss out on so much of the stuff that the little tweaks and the little things and looking at somebody's face when they're talking about something. You learn so much from that that you just can't get from remote learning. You can't get it. You can't get it. Just let's be honest. But then again, I am over 50 and I grew up in that environment. So that's my opinion. But of course, yeah, it's my podcast, so I think I'm right, right? You know, that's the beauty of having your own podcast. You get to throw your opinion out there and then you guys can hate on it if you want. You can hate on it. That's fine. Leave me a comment, though, because any comment is good, right? It's a engagement. The chief executive has been vocal about moving quickly towards employees returning to in-person work, according to Bloomberg, including pushing for the federal government to make changes that would allow for more companies to return to work soon. All of a sudden, since we've got a new president in office, we've got the vaccine out there. People are getting shot up in the arms all the time. You get the new vaccine, you get the new vaccine. Now, I'm kind of waiting to see how that works out. I hope your shot is good, though. So there's a change. There's a change in the air of, hey, we need to go back to work. We're going to go back to work. We're sending our employees back to work. Yep. They're only going to work, you know, a couple of days in the office, but that's the trickle that turns into a little bit more. And soon you got a bunch of people working in downtown. And that's how this is going to go. And I've said this all along. The vaccine distribution and the process of recovery has been a little bit slower in the first quarter than some of us had hoped, Solomon said. I think a lot of these big leaders kind of just didn't really say what they wanted to say because they knew it wasn't politically, it's not what people want to hear. Oh, we're going to work from home forever. No, you're not. And these older guys, they're like, no, you're not. We're bringing you back as soon as we can. So cities, let's get on it. Open things back up. That's what they're kind of talking about. Solomon said later, adding that a coronavirus relief bill on which Congress is working could produce a very, very strong tailwind for economic recovery. Last year, Goldman Sachs had nearly 25% of its workforce back in offices in New York and London. They were already on the hunt, right? And I thought downtown New York was just basically a ghost town. No, maybe not. In London, you guys got to work. This is what we're doing. And that and almost half of its employees in Asia returned to outposts as well, Bloomberg reported. That's obviously backed off in the late fall and into the winter as you have these surges that we had. Solomon said, that's a temporary thing. He's basically saying, we're going back as soon as we can. He emphasized his hope that work would be able to resume normalcy soon. I am very focused on the fact that I don't want another class of young people arriving at Goldman Sachs in the summer remotely. He wants them in the office. Need to get back to that synergy, that whole creative thing you get when you get a bunch of people together. Plus, it's just easier to train people at the office. Can you make a go of it online? Yeah. And maybe some people are just way further down the road than I've kind of imagined. But to me, you lose so much by not being in person. But that's just me. And I grew up in an environment from a very young age, sitting in offices. All right, what's my dad doing now? What's my dad's business partner doing now? What's my other family? Lots of family members, lots of business, most of them real estate. What are they doing now? What do they got going on? Who's suing who was often a game that the family played. Who is being sued? Oh, who's hiding from a deposition? We used to do that during the summer. That was always fun. Who's coming after us? Because in real estate, if you're not being sued, you're probably just not aggressive enough, right? So that's just kind of one of those things where you can't be afraid of being sued. Because if you are, you probably shouldn't be in business by yourself. All right, let's look at the second article here. REI chooses new Issaquah building for its first satellite office. Issaquah, obviously Indian name, and it is just to the east of downtown Seattle and east of downtown Bellevue. It's probably, 10 miles, 12 miles from downtown Seattle, but it's a straight shot on Interstate 90. It's a really quick jaunt to get there because it's basically freeway. So this past summer, REI finished up their big headquarters just a few blocks up from where I'm sitting here. They finished it up, got it done, and immediately before they even moved in, REI sold it to Facebook. Yep, that's right. So all the people thinking, well, no businesses are going to go anywhere close to Seattle. Untrue. That's where the labor pool is here in Seattle. Seattle's a massive tech hub, just like California has its tech hub. Other cities have their tech hub, Silicon Valley. You know, you've got those areas and the suburbs of Seattle have become pretty massive as far as that goes too. So REI sold their headquarters right here in Bellevue and they said, we're going to suburban satellite offices. So they're going here, Issaquah, downtown Issaquah, and they're going to going to crank up a new kind of headquarters model. And what's that look like? REI surprised the Puget Sound region last summer when it said it would sell its new never-occupied headquarters in Bellevue and operate under a less centralized model. On Wednesday, the Outdoor Gear Cooperative told employees it has chosen its first satellite office, a new timber and brick Issaquah building called 2005 Poplar. Rowley Properties developed the four-story building named for its address on Northwest Poplar Way off of Interstate 90. REI said it has 1,400 headquarters employees, down from 1,700 a year ago. Not shocking. REI, online or a bricks and mortar retailer, along with a heavy online influence, they have both options, but the brick and mortar, it's not done as well because it was shut down by the governor right here, especially here in Washington. REI said the property will test a model that allows employees to work from home up to 5 days a week. It's one of the region's first tangible examples of what work will look like in the post-COVID world. The co-op said in a news release it will use 2005 Poplar, the new site, to test technology and prototype digital and physical spaces that unlock collaboration for people spread across a variety of locations. Okay, that sounds like some nonsense to me, but, you know, whatever. You go try your thing, your prototype digital and physical spaces. What does that mean? I don't know. It's probably some kind of crossbreeding of normal office space. We're building the future around the work that needs to get done. Well, that's smart, because you don't want to build it around the work that doesn't need to get done. Now I'm just kind of making fun, right? And creating flexible, agile, and inclusive ways to deliver innovation for our customers. And we no longer believe we need a traditional office model to do so. That's the bottom line, right? And this is from Chris Pature, REI's Executive Vice President of Technology and Operations, he said in the press release. The co-op did not say how much rent it will pay, but last fall, Rowley Properties CEO Carrie McGill said the annual asking rate was $36 to $38 per square foot, plus the cost of taxes, insurance, and maintenance. REI sold its headquarters. We know that. REI plans satellite offices around the Puget Sound area. The press release lists the Issaquah location as the East Side Satellite. All right, so that's really about it. The location, the REI's location, it's pretty cool. And it's a new building designed by VIA Architecture and built by GLY Construction, a massive commercial construction. It's got like 69,000 square feet in its building. We'll have room for up to 400 employees. That equals about 170 square feet per employee. That's a 10 by 17 office. That's good size. That'll work. How much longer are we going to worry about all this stuff? And we're just going to go back to, yeah, that whole pandemic thing, you know, it's not really what we're doing anymore. While some essential on-site roles will require physical office space, the news release said most employees will have much more flexibility in where and how they log in for work. It could be from a satellite office, a coffee shop, home, or even local parks. Work in the park. Not if you're in Seattle. This will require us to adopt a completely different way of thinking as we design a model that ensures every employee is just as engaged, connected, and productive, whether they're working from a home, improvised, or an REI office, said Pature. We see incredible possibility in this future, and we're giving ourselves space to go explore it. So you've got these wildly two contrasting stories here, right? One is, yeah, this is an aberration. We're not doing this much longer, Goldman Sachs. And to be honest, it's because that culture probably needs to be in an office space, especially for their learning years. And I don't have an issue with that. The whole online thing, yeah, you get some out of it, but you can also just kind of monkey around and pretend that you're working, and who really knows? Unless your senior management is really checking out what you're doing, you might be able to get by, and maybe you are pulling off the four-hour work week. I mean, that's your option, right? But then you've got REI doing kind of exactly what they said they're going to do. They're like, oh, we don't need this big corporate headquarters anymore. We're going to take down this other office space and knowing how we need to work moving forward. And granted, this is just for their corporate employees. Goldman Sachs, it's got a whole culture thing that's wildly different. Maybe for REI, this space works just as good. Don't know, but I almost guarantee you REI goes back to, you know, more in office than the 2 days a week that they're talking about. They're talking about 5 days a week not working at the office. That leaves basically, well, you could come in over the weekend and have your whole week free. You could do that. I don't know. I just don't see this being, I don't see that being a reality long term. People need to have that face-to-face contact. I think they do. Some industries they don't, but a lot do, more than what we're talking about here. So I think companies in general will meet somewhere in the middle. It'll be somewhere in between what the Goldman Sachs dude is saying, oh, this is an aberration. We're not doing this after we don't have to for any longer. And REI, the complete opposite. Hey, we're going to figure out what we can do that kind of makes sense for all of our people. And they're basically saying, we don't think you need to be in the office. Except for maybe, you know, if you could maybe show up a couple of days a week, that'd be awesome. But, you know, for 5 days out of the week, you can be wherever you want. And again, I think some business models are set up better than others. Some you got to be in the office no matter what. You work at McDonald's, you sell hamburgers, you're going to have to be at the office, right? So many jobs just like that. But a lot of this stuff where you're just sitting in, logging on a computer and banging stuff out, yeah, technically you can be wherever. I can be wherever. I can do that. Hey, let's take my podcast on the road. Speaking of which, I will be taking my podcast on the road here shortly, going back to Maui, because I just need to see, have things opened up more? Is the sun still up in the sky? Same way? Do they still have the same beautiful sunsets? I need to see that. So I'm going to go there after the first week of March. I got to look at my dates. But I plan on recording some podcasts from there, maybe even doing a little live streaming from there and seeing what's going on. So that is it for this podcast. But you can see we've got two wildly different approaches to how the future of work from home or work from the office or work in general will be approached. I'll keep covering these topics because you guys want to hear them. I get requests for this stuff all the time. It's like, hey, what's going on? And I know a lot of you guys are retired, but this still impacts life in general because where people work, it's got a big impact on real estate. It is real estate because you're working in an office and then you're living somewhere. You got to get to and from. So even if you're retired, like so many of my listeners and viewers are, we still got to talk about this stuff because you don't want to get caught flat-footed at that cocktail party that you're not having because of COVID, not able to talk about, what's the future of remote work look like? Stay tuned for more episodes like this right here in the Seattle Real Estate Podcast. Remain reasonable because I know you are. And that's why you're tuning in here. That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, I'm Sean Reynolds from Summit Properties Northwest, Reynolds and Klein Appraisal. Thanks for being part of the Seattle Real Estate Podcast. I will catch up with you guys on the next one. Bye for now.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel and hit the notification bell so you'll know when our next video is out.